Welcome to Charity Connect Podcast. This is a podcast that connects donors and donees, NGOs and volunteers, and publicizes charity works and events. My name is Shola Matthew, and I am your host. Good day, my listeners, my people. I want to say thank you all for wishing me a very happy birthday. In the last episode, I was so much happy. I felt so much love. So I want to say thank you to all my friends on Facebook, on WhatsApp, who sent messages, and on Twitter, on all the social media, and those who called personally. Thank you very, very much. Also, I want to say a very special thanks to my last guest, in person of Shalom and Femi. Thank you very much. And also to P. Ima, the food that you gave us that day was so lovely. And also say a very special thank you to my very best friend, Titi Layo. Thank you for loving me. Like you all know, we are committed to connecting people together. And today is not an exception, as we have a case which I want all of us to put our hands together to solve. It's about the case of Niyi, and I have his friend on the show right now. Oh, you're welcome to the show. Can we meet you?
I am Olaomi Israel, a 400 level law student of the State University. I am Kola Oleolani Emmanuel's friend, brother, and colleague. He's my classmate.
Okay, let's just call him Niyi right now.
Yes.
Like, so many people have been tagging me on Facebook and social media about this particular Niyi. Okay. And realize that most of the broadcasts and all posts that came were actually from you, if I'm right, because I'm a friend to you on Facebook, of course.
I'm most privileged.
And I know Niyi personally. When I was in the university, I know him. He used to stay around my home place. So what can you say about Niyi's condition right now?
Yeah, ever since our 300 level first semester, I've been noticing some inconsistencies in Niyi's health. He would fall sick occasionally, would conclude it's malaria, would be back on his feet again. But ever since August 2016, we noticed some very rather disturbing health conditions of his, which differs from the prior
conditions,
symptoms he has been typifying ever since.
Okay.
So at a point early this year, he was admitted at State University Teaching Hospital.
Okay.
We still were not sure. We felt still the same normal listing, but this time it was highly protected. So we felt then, so there we got to know he had lymphatic cancer and hepatitis B. And ever since then, he came, he was missing in action as regards his academics and everything. So he even barely had 10 lectures all through the semester. This 400 level first, then he got to struggled to write the exams ever since. And ever since then, after the conclusion of the exam, he went back to Lagos. Then on Friday, 26th of May, I stumbled on some rather disturbing pictures.
This year?
Yes.
Okay.
Of Niyi. And I was compelled because I had earlier written it back in February about his disturbing health status, and I wasn't happy with it. So I had to refer my contacts to that February post, and that thing had generated to something very rather disturbing and everything. And the cancer, it appears that it's eating way deep into him. So I made an awareness call, and ever since then, it has gone very viral.
So, how much have we been able to generate?
Yes, you know, like I said, my post was just to empathize with the fact that he's going through such pain.
Okay.
He's in Lagos, and I'm not privy to the account. I don't know how much.
Okay.
And the last time I spoke with the parents, they said they had 600,000.
Oh, great. Because I actually interviewed some people, which they also said they around that amount.
Yes.
Of course, we are still going to listen to those people's interview very soon. I believe that something can be done about this. All right. Thank you very much, Mr.
Olaomi
Israel, for this great opportunity. I hope that we'll be able to raise this money so that this guy can come back to his feet. What can you say about Niyi's talent?
Niyi is a virtuoso, if you understand what I mean, music.
Okay.
is an all-rounder. Academically, he's a whiz kid.
Okay.
He's intelligent, he's brilliant, he's articulate with what that is academic, and with the strings, he's a virtuoso, like I said initially. And even with, he has a very sonorous voice, he's humorous. He's just one person he's a fun person, someone you like to be with. He's sarcastic. One of the things I miss about him is his humor and his sarcasm. He's so good at it, and he's intelligent. Even with law, the way he juggles music and his academics, it baffles me. Yet he still comes out top and has very enviable grades and everything. So he's someone I so love and miss. I hate the fact that he's going through such a pain and rather misfortunate situation. And I pray God builds him up because he's such a nice guy.
Amen. Amen. Alright, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
All right, let us listen to some of the people I interviewed in Ekiti State University that know me very, very well. Let's listen to what they have to say.
So, can we meet you?
My name is Oluwafemi Ayomide. I'm a 500 level student at the Faculty of Law. I'm the Attorney General of the Faculty of Lagos Press.
Okay, what can you say about NIE and his situation right now?
NIE is a 400 level student of the faculty. He is also, by God's grace, the treasurer of the Faculty of Law. That makes us co-exclusives. Now, he is somebody that I've known for more than 4 years now, since his 100 level days. He is, I don't know, what I'm about to say, I know so many people can actually testify to the fact. He's one of the most jovial, he's one of the nicest guys you will ever see. He's full of talent, he's brilliant. It's just everything you want in a guy and as a friend. He's been a very good friend to us. So it's a surprise. This came as a shock when we heard that he has been diagnosed with lymphatic cancer and hepatitis B. That actually makes his situation very critical. And we are really confused. But with this kind of situation, the only thing we are demanding for and we seek is help, financial help from people.
What's the situation currently? How much have we gotten so far?
Well, the last thing we heard was we need about 3 million naira for his chemotherapy. But I'm saying convincingly that we need beyond 3 million so that this guy can be flown out of this country for proper medical attention. Right now, we've gotten less than 600,000 naira, which makes it, in fact, it's not even up to 10% of what we will need eventually, because we may be talking of around 6 to 7 million naira just to fly him out so that I can get proper medical attention.
My name is Ade Adeniyi and I'm a law student of State University, 400 level. I am making this to plead with people on behalf of Kolawole Onani. He's a 400 level law student. He's been diagnosed with lymphatic cancer and hepatitis B. We need a sum of 3 million naira. And 3.2 million naira actually, if more than that, for him to be out of the country to get proper medical treatment. Please, I am pleading with anybody that can hear me right now. Please and please, we need your help. We have no way, we have nothing to offer right now. We need Nigerians, we need everybody that can actually help us. Whatever you actually could give is enough. Please. Please, please, and please, I am begging. Please, kindly send any amount you have. Whatever you have to give is okay. We can make use of that. Please, God bless you as you give. Thank you very much.
All right, can we meet you?
I'm Adetayo Awe.
Alright.
The 400 level student of Ekiti State University.
I'm the production editor for the Ekiti State University Student Union Press.
Okay. And you know NIE very, very well.
Yes, he's my classmate.
So what is the state right now? What is the state of NIE right now?
I wouldn't want to call it critical because you have to say something positive. But right now, NIE needs our help.
Okay. How much do we really need now?
Right now, we are trying to source for 3 million. But 3 million is not enough, though. But at least 3 million will still go... don't let me call it a long way, because at least it will still help a little. So, but at least we are able to raise 3 million naira now. something positive we start about Niyi's foundation. But we need more than 3 million. But we used 3 million campaign intentionally so that at least it won't scare people away. So that people like they can turn up for the money because we are calling it something like 9 million. People might be scared now, like when do you want to raise this kind of money? So that's just it. But if we're able to get 3 million, something positive will start.
What can you say about Niyi's talent?
He is a multi-talented person. He plays keyboard, he plays guitar, he's a church person. He's a good person. Personally, I had one or two encounters with Niyi. The first, don't let me call it, how would I put it? It's something that has to do with LSS, that is the Law Student Society. I was in one or two each day. He saved me out from it, and since then I was like, I'll find a way to pay this man with what he did to me. But it's so painful that this is how I'm paying it back for him.
Okay, on my way, I actually met some guys, including the welfare director of the student union of Niyi School, and he's here with me and some other guys. So I want to talk to them and interview them about Niyi's case. So can we meet you, please?
Yeah, I'm Bamishai Rade Damola, the welfare director for the State University Student Union Government. I'm a plant science student and I'm from Niyi School. It's one of our students.
Okay, Niyi is a student of the State University.
Yeah, a law student.
And you guys have been going around. Have you been seeing any positive results yet?
Yeah. You know, we've been going around and we've been seeing positive answers from churches. Today Sunday, we're actually going around churches to address them and see them. Okay. And fortunately for us, I think law students have been making media publications through the week. So I think most churches we went to, let's say all churches, they were already aware of the situation on ground, so were accepted and they agreed to help us.
Okay, they agreed to help us.
They agreed.
They've not given you guys
we
money
gave
yet.
We gave them the account number.
Okay.
And we asked them if they could help us source for fund and send it to the account number.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you very, very much.
All right, you have listened to so many people's account about Niyi, how talented he is and all that. Please, I'm begging you, please let us support him. If we can have like 3,000 people donate 1,000 naira, sure, we are going to have 3 million naira. But just like everybody had said, we need even more than that. So we want you, please, to help Niyi. This is his account number, Niyi's account number. And you can check our website for the details too. Kola Wole Olaniyi, that's the name. Then his account number is 01260453888. I repeat, 01260453888, and it is GTB, that is Guaranteed Trust Bank. Also, you can support him with Bitcoin. So the Bitcoin address is on our website. So just scan it or copy it and send it through. This is because of people that are outside the country. Thank you very, very much. We love you and see you in the next episode. By the next episode, I believe that we are going to share a testimony of how successful his operation is. Thank you very, very much. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Charity Connect podcast. You can like our Facebook page at facebook.com/charityconnectpodcast. Also, follow at Shola Matthew on Twitter and at Shola_Matthew on Instagram. See you on the next episode.